Let's continue to worship him tonight. Can we do that right now all over this building? Somebody lift up your voice and help me thank him. Hallelujah. Can you help me praise him tonight? We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. There's nobody like our God. There's nobody like our Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the spell, and praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
It is my privilege and my honor to be with you here tonight in Baton Rouge, and I want to give honor right now to your leadership, to Bishop V.A. Spell, and it's wonderful to be here with their family. You have wonderful leadership here in this church. Amen. It's something to be thankful for. Something to be thankful for. And I'm grateful for the invitation and for the Merrill Cornwell and for the Green. It's wonderful to see you again, and for the Cornwell for the first time. I'm just glad to be with God's people tonight, and I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us. Yeah. Amen. I bring you greetings from Fort Myers, Florida. That's deep southwest Florida. And it's good to come all the way up here with you folks and feel the same Holy Ghost here. God's able to reach up here just like he's able to reach down there.
Yeah, he is.
Amen. And I am grateful to have my wife and my children and my nephew here with me. I want to bring my family to good Holy Ghost services.
Yeah, man.
I want them to be around God's people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, without any delay, why don't you open up your Bible with me tonight to the book of Genesis, chapter 14. And usually there is a period of time when you go to a new place and you meet a new preacher for the first time. Then there is a feeling out period. Let's see what he's like. Let's see. He might have big ears or a big head, or what his voice sounds like. What's his family like? Well, I like to just move past all that and just say, I'm baptized in Jesus' name. I'm filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I believe in one God. And I want to worship with you folks. God's got great things in store for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We serve a great and a mighty God. Hallelujah. How many believe he's going to do something here this week? Anybody believe that God's going to do some good things? According to your faith, so be it unto you. I came with a spirit of expectancy. It's like the lame man. He looked upon them expecting to receive something. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 14. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 18. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Everybody say the Most High God.
The Most High God.
And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Say it again with me. The Most High God.
The Most High God.
Possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons, take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Now, if you've read the Bible for any length of time, you might have read this scripture before. And some people might think I came to preach on tithes and offering. I did not. I came to try to share something that I think will bless you and help you, any child of God that will reach out to God. I want to preach to you tonight on a simple subject, children of the Most High God. Children of the Most High God. Amen. God bless you tonight. You can be seated. Apostolics are not like any other people.
That's right. Hallelujah. Yeah.
We are not like other folk.
That's right.
We are different.
Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah.
The Bible uses words to describe this difference. It uses words like set apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set apart.
Called out. Holy.
Yeah.
Separate.
Yeah.
Peculiar.
Yeah.
Apostolics are not like any other people, and it is a trap to want to be like other people.
That's right.
Amen. We are not common. We are not mundane. We are not like everybody else. And the reason is because our God is unique.
Yeah.
Amen. A unique God calls for a unique people.
Yeah, he does. That's right.
He's not like the other gods.
That's right.
Amen. He's not made out of wood. He's not made out of stone. He's not in stained glass windows.
No.
He's not a dove in a window. He's not a cross on someone's neck.
No.
He's not a statue in a dark building.
No.
He's none of those things. He is the one true living God. And because there's none like Him, there'll be none like us. We will be God's people. And I don't know about you, but I'm proud to be a child of God. I'm happy to be a child of God. I'm happy to be part of the holy nation, the peculiar people, the chosen generation. I'm happy to be part of the Israel of God. Can I say it's a good thing to be in the church? Amen. There's nobody like God's people.
Praise
the Lord. I want to say that because the phrase Most High testifies to the oneness of God.
Yeah, it does.
Most is a comparative term. It's a term that compares either two things or one thing among many things. And what it says is there is no other like this one.
That's the truth. Yeah.
So when he says, I am the Most High, that means there is no other as high as I am. This is why the doctrine of the Trinity cannot be true, because he is the Most High God. Amen. These are exclusive terms. Nobody like our God. Nobody like unto him. Nobody before him. Nobody after him. It's the same reason why the Bible calls him the Holy One.
Holy One.
Of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to learn to praise God because of all of these things.
Yeah.
Now the devil, his job is to make you feel bad about these things. He wants you to feel bad that you're different. That you dress different, that you talk different, that your lifestyle is different. He wants us to be bad, think that we're bad, because we believe in one God, and because we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Make us feel like we're weird. Make us feel like we're a fifth wheel. Make us feel like we're a third eyeball or some kind of a weird situation. That's not the case at all. We are God's chosen people, set apart. Amen. And my holy God demands a holy people. He fills us with His Spirit. He puts His name on us when we're baptized in Jesus' name. We're a one God people, and there's nobody like us in the world. We are a We are a chosen people. We are a different. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of that gospel. I'm not intimidated about who I am and who I serve. Amen. I'll take it a little bit further. You cannot claim the Bible heroes as your heroes unless you are the peculiar people.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
When Jesus spoke, you know, the tendency of flesh is to want to fit in with everybody. It's to want to be like everybody. is to want to try to act like and be like so we don't have to face criticism.
Right.
We don't have to we don't have to stand out. But I just want to say Jesus spoke about that. He said, don't rejoice when everybody speaks well of you. Beware when all men speak well of you.
Right.
Because so did their fathers unto the false prophets. But rejoice when men speak evil of you for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for so did their fathers unto the prophets. When somebody persecutes you or looks at you because you're different, honey, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because you are a representative of Jesus Christ. You are an ambassador. You are in a great cloud of witnesses, a spiritual truth, a company of men and women that have represented the one true living God in this earth. They walk through fiery furnaces. They go into lion's dens. They go into persecuted places and they come out.
Oh, God, God, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll take it a step further than that. The people that we love and the people that we care about in Scripture, that we sing about, are Jonahs and our whales, our Daniels and our lion's dens, and our Hebrew children. These men, these women, were one God people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the trouble they got into was one God trouble. They did not build lion's dens for three God people.
No, they did.
They didn't build them for 10 God people. They built them for one God people.
Come on, preacher.
Because if you do not pray to the king, then we will put you in the lion's den. And a one God man said, I'm not going to stop praying for anybody. I'm not going to stop doing what I do. I'm a representative of Jehovah God. And so I'm going to pray tomorrow just like I prayed yesterday. You can go ahead and open up that lion's den and I'll go in, but I'm going to go in praising my one God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't be one. You can't love the one God message then and not want the one God message now. You've got to be part of that holy God. You've got to be, I've got to be part. Hallelujah. I don't want to fit in with the world. I want to fit in with the church. Praise the Lord. Fiery furnaces weren't built for three God people. They were built for people who wouldn't bow down to the idol. One God trouble was the reason why men were persecuted. It's no different today. The same trouble you face today is the same trouble they faced back then. So they build. The architects of the furnace were saying, well, the king wants you to bow down to his image. We're building this for you. Isn't that a great thought? We're building it for the one God people. That's all right, because my great holy God, that who is most high and no one is like unto him, that one true living God is able to take me all the way through these fiery furnaces and through these lion's dens. Oh, hallelujah. And he'll take you through your peer pressure. Young person, he'll take you through your school. He'll take you through your unsafe family. He'll take you through your neighborhood. He'll take you through every situation that tries to come against you when you are a representative of that one true living God. Amen. He is the most high God. He is the most high God. We are worshiping the most high God. Not Jehovah Jr. Not the second person in the Trinity. But the most high God. Meaning there can be none beside me. There's none after me. There's none before me. Alpha, Omega, beginning and end, first and last. Hallelujah. We could go through the Word of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. I'd imagine you heard that scripture once or twice. The writer said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles. Hallelujah. He was believed on in the world. And he was received up into glory. It's what prompted the writer to say, there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there's one baptism. There is one God and Father of all, who
who's above all, through all, and in you all. Hallelujah. These are the scriptures that we hang on to. These are the scriptures that define the one God people. Hallelujah. I've got that one God's name. Jehovah's salvation is Jesus. And by that, he might be the stone that the builders rejected, but he's the head of the corner. And the salvation in no other, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must, somebody needs to hear that, we must be saved. False doctrine don't want to hear it, but the prophet said, behold, I lay in Zion a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, and he that believeth in me shall not make haste. That stone is Jesus Christ. Amen. The message that God came to this world in flesh, that one God message, is the founding message. So this is a one God church. These are one God people.
Right.
These are one God teenagers.
Go ahead.
This is one God worship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
I'll even say this. I will tell you that the world is programmed. Humanity is programmed to worship one God. They may not know it. They may not connect the dots, but they are programmed. We, even without the Holy Ghost, we are programmed to worship one God.
There we are.
This is why sports fans will talk about who's the greatest.
Come on.
They'll talk about who the greatest boxer was. From the 60s, they think it was Muhammad Ali,
yeah,
or Joe Frazier, or whoever. And then there are folks that will say this one is the greatest, and that one's the greatest from their era and their time. Subconsciously, whether they know it or not, they are giving glory to one.
Yeah.
They'll argue in barbershops. They will argue around water coolers. They'll do it with football. They'll do it with basketball. They'll do it with boxing. They'll do it with every sport you can imagine. The wrong gods, but the right idea. They're looking for the greatest. They're looking for the singularity. They are looking for the one that is greater than all others. The difference between us and them, we know it's Jesus Christ. We know who really is the greatest, who really is the most high. There's none that can compare unto him. We've got it in spirit and in truth. It's not a man. It's not an individual. It is Almighty God. Hallelujah. How many know his name is Jesus? Oh, how many know his name is Jesus? Most High. Look at the person next to you. Tell them, ain't nobody like Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Praise the Lord. Can I talk to you for a second about what it means to be high? High is a term. It's a term that connotes distance. It's a measurement. It means there's something that is lower, and then there's something in respect to that lower thing that is high. You can't be high unless you're compared to something else. And so I am above. I am higher. I am at a higher altitude. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to take a second for a moment tonight, if I can, and talk to you about spiritual geography.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hey man, you understand physical geography. It wasn't my favorite subject in school. I wasn't the greatest at it. But there is a physical geography.
Yeah.
There are low places, and there are high places. Amen.
Yeah.
I enjoy what Brother Cornwell said when he made the statement that we are to praise the Lord at all times. If you're in a valley, he used the term valley. Valley is a geographic term. If you are in a valley, then you are to praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe while you're down in that valley, you might meet that lily of the valley. I don't know, but he's there in the valley with you when you're going through a difficulty. Why do we use the word valley to describe depression or to describe persecution? Because those are spiritual things we go through. We're not physically walking through a valley because there is a geography that is spiritual.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Amen. I've been in real valleys. I've been in places. I've been in low places physically where you look up and you see white caps. You look up and you see waterfalls. You look up and there's higher places than the one that I am in. You can see a mountain because a mountain is a high place and a valley is a low place. And that is the way it works geographically. Highway crews can tell you that when they build highways, they build according to the contours of the geography of the land. You got to follow the lay of the land. You don't just build it any old way.
No.
You survey it. You map it out. You dynamite a little bit. You bulldoze a little bit. You use a little fill dirt because you're building a highway. And they've got to deal with the contours of the land. That's all physical. And I'm not going to try to give a lesson on geography. I'm going to get into the spirit world because there is some geography in this place tonight. Why does it matter? Because our God is the Most High God. It's a distance that He is at. It is a height that He has attained. It is a place that He dwells in. Hallelujah. Brother Urshan, what are you talking about? Let me just talk about mountains for a second, because I believe that when we come to church, we are coming to a mountain.
Yeah, we are. Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I believe we're coming to a mountain. I believe that from the moment this service begins, we are step by step climbing up into a high place. Amen. We are coming out of the low place of our jobs and the low place of family life. The kids were bickering and hollering and fussing and fighting, and dad's turning around to swat them in the back seat. Maybe you came from work where people were cursing and telling dirty jokes. Maybe you got some bills piled up at home. Those are all valleys. Those are all low places. That's low land. When you come to church and you go into that prayer room, you are taking a step up into a higher place. David said it like this: when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. That is, here it is, higher than I. I need to get to church on a Wednesday night because I got to get higher than I. I got to get to the preaching because I need to get higher than I. I need to hear a little apostolic singing because I got to get higher than I. Are you willing to go with me to the top? Are you willing to go to a high place to see our high God? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Woo. Yeah, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah, I like what I feel right now. Let me say it like this. You can come here to this place right here. Was it Hooper Road? Is that the name of this road?
Hooper
Road. You can come here to this place and the geography will be here. If you've got a cell phone, the GPS coordinate, well, you're here for these 2 or 3 hours. We'll never leave this place in your body. But in your spirit, you are climbing up into high places. You can go to a lot of different places in your spirit while you're here. While your body's not moving, your spirit's all over the map. God is pulling people out of depression. He's pulling them out of depravity. He's pulling them out of immorality. He's pulling them out of despair. He's... Hallelujah. There's some people being pulled out of some miry clay. There are some people that are in the valley of the shadow of death. You walked out of a funeral. Well, come on up into a high place. Come on up into a high place. David said, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help.
after a long day of work. Come on into the mountains. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher.
Glory.
Man, if the devil can shove you into a low place, if he can shove you into a place, if he can exalt some things over you, oh, thank you, Jesus. If he can beat you down and keep... Listen, you've got to make a concentrated effort to get up into the mountain.
Yeah, you do. That's right.
Big things happen in mountains.
Come on.
I do not believe it was an accident that when God said, I'm going to give my word and my law that has never been disclosed to humanity. Moses, I want you to come up apart from the people. The people are down there and they're living life on the lower level. But I'm going to show you my words, and with my finger, I will write it in tablets of stone. But you're not going to get it down there. You got to come up here. And up here, my cloud will overshadow you. And there will be thunderings and whisperings and voices. And there'll be rocks moving and earthquakes happening when I bring my word to man. I will come down and meet you on top of a mountain.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, I don't think it's an accident that the geography matched the spirit world. It's the highest place that you can get.
Right.
To God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
It's the highest place Moses could find at that time. And he met God up in a mountain. I don't believe it's an accident that when Abraham took Isaac, he took him up apart into a mountain.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's an accident. It's one of the most beautiful pictures of the Father giving the Son. It's a metaphor. It's a shadow and type that the Father would give the Son. And there's also a substitution that happens. God will make a way and there'll be substitution.
Yeah,
he gave that example. One day, he was showing that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Abraham foreshadowed something that would come in the future, and he foreshadowed it on a mountaintop.
Yeah, he did.
He did it on a mountaintop. I could go on and on. I could talk about... Well, let me say it this way. If you've ever faced persecution because of what you believe, you're in good company.
Come on.
If you've ever been outnumbered, if you've ever been the only Jesus named person on your job, if you are the only Holy Ghost filled tongue talker in your family, if you are the only one in your lineage that claims the name of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, you're in good company. Because I see a prophet on a mountain looking at 400 false prophets and saying, if Baal is God, then worship him. But if Jehovah is God, then worship him. You go ahead and pour the water on the altar, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. One against 400. If you're the only one, you're in good company. Because you're God's man, and you're God's woman, and you're God's young person. We have the fire. Apostolics have the fire. There's fire in our preaching. There's fire in our Bible studies. There's fire in our worship. There's fire in our prayer rooms. Hallelujah. And when people criticize you and mock you and laugh at you and ridicule at you, you just climb up on Mount Carmel and you say, worship the one true God. Amen.
Yeah.
But you'll never get that revelation if you don't come up into a high place.
Right.
I will tell you that the devil has high places. He has high places. The Bible describes it as spiritual wickedness in high places. When talking about spiritual warfare, it said that we are to cast down imaginations. And then he said something else. He said, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. There are some high things. Amen.
Yeah.
And the child of God, if they're going to live for God, is going to have to cast them down. What the child of God does is they look up at that high thing and they say, you don't belong up there.
Come on now.
There's only one that belongs up there. You have no place up there. You're occupying a position that my Father occupies. And it's my job to pull you down. If there's an imagination keeping you out of God's will, cast it down. If there's a lifestyle that's keeping you out of church, cast it down. If there's a false doctrine that is clouding your mind, I cast it.
There are some folks that got to run in to their family life and grab a hold of the doctrine of the Trinity and pull it down.
Come on, come on.
There are folks that got to run into a dysfunctional lifestyle and say, my mom and my dad and my uncles and my brothers are criticizing me because I'm going to that Jesus name church. But all the ways that I was raised, I'm going to cast them down in Jesus. Now, I need to warn somebody. These are strong demonic strongholds.
Yeah.
They have held families bound and captive and cursed for decades, if not centuries.
Yeah.
Dysfunction runs through grandparents and great-grandparents, and sin gets a hold on people. And when you buck that system, you need to know these are some high places. There is authority there. There is strength there. There is entrenched wickedness there. I wish I could tell you about the stuff that goes on in Fort Myers. The more progress we make, the more hell we face. The more people that get the Holy Ghost, the more we're gossiped about and we're criticized. And one veteran preacher said, Brother Urshan, keep your head up. You're facing so much, you must be getting close to the hot spot. You keep on preaching the name of Jesus. You keep on preaching the Holy Ghost because the spiritual strongholds are starting to sweat. False doctrine that has kept people bound is starting to sweat. The false doctrine churches are emptying and they're coming to the one God church. They're starting to shake. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I mean to cast down the prince of my city. I mean to bind the straw man. I mean to walk up into the devil's house. A strong man's goods are kept in peace until a stronger than he. Hallelujah. Jesus is the stronger than he. When the Holy Ghost message, when the one God, Jesus name, Acts 2:38, John 3:5 message comes into a community, hell will come against it with everything it has.
Yeah.
It will try to stomp it out, eradicate it, destroy it, but we need to know who we are. We are the children of the Most High God.
Yeah.
While everybody was looking at Goliath's height in relation to them, David was looking at Goliath's height in relation to the Most High.
Yeah.
Let me say it like this. They were saying, David, who do you think you are? And David was saying, who does he think he is to defy the armies of the living God? See, I know who I am. I am a child of the Most High God. He delivered me out of the paw of the lion. He delivered me out of the paw of the bear. And the same God that did that is the Most High God. I want to know who he thinks he is. Hey man, I think we need to get a little perspective here tonight. I think there might be some folks that when you walked in, you were thinking, I got big problems. Did you know the higher you go, the smaller the problem gets?
Yeah. That's good. Good. Come on.
Maybe you've been looking up close and personal at that problem a little too long.
Come on.
Maybe it's time to go up a little higher. When you get a little higher, the problem that seems so big seems pretty small when you get a little higher. Maybe it's time to go up into the mountain and begin to worship and praise the Lord and make sure that God is at his right place in our life. Amen. David got to looking up at the stars one night, and while everybody's hiding behind bushes and rocks, quaking at the cry of Goliath, David's looking up in the stars and he's making a different kind of a comparison. He looked up and said, man, that's high. Oh, that's high.
Yeah.
That's awful high. That's awful far. And he put pen to paper and he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? When I consider the heavens and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? When I put this on the scope of the planets, my utility bill doesn't seem so bad. When I put it on a cosmic galactic scale, my mother-in-law doesn't seem so bad. When I put it there, that person gossiping about me at church doesn't seem so bad. God is bigger. God is greater. God is higher. And so I can face the Philistine. I can face the bear. I can face the lion. He's the most high. I'm his son. I'm his representative. So giants fall. Philistines flee. Because I know who I am. I'm a child of the most high God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that when we get a revelation of who he is and who we are, we praise him like apostolics. We praise him like apostolics. Don't you let the devil bring you in here with your lip dragging the ground. Don't you let him bring you in here weary and tired and just about to backslide and making it by hanging by your fingernails. Ah, come in with a high praise and praising him the way. Hallelujah. What if we started out camp meeting by praising him, by worshiping him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said to praise him, not according to how tired I was, not according to how my day went, not according to my enemies, not according to who's backsliding, not according to the hypocrites, but praise him according to his excellent greatness. How great is he? How great is he? When he put the sun into orbit, when he put the planets around it, when he put the stars in their place, when he fastened the foundations of the earth, praise him according to his excellent greatness. That's the ratio. That's the measuring stick. He's my creator. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my strong power. He is one. He's a provider. He's my peace. He's my strength. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise him like that. Praise him like that. Praise him according to that. Oh, I don't know, Brother Urshan. I don't know if I'm going to make it. You don't talk like that. You open up your mouth and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord this hour. I want you to keep on standing with me. I think the Holy Ghost is here right now. On this first Wednesday night of camp meeting, I want you to take that mouth of yours and I want you to use it for what God meant it to be used for. There is power in my worship. What I speak, the Bible said the word of faith is nigh thee, it's even in thy mouth. I'm not coming to say that I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to give voice to that. There's power in what I speak. Wife, don't you look at your husband and say, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what's happening, you don't know. Don't run your mouth like that. You open up your mouth and say, we are going to make it. We are going to glorify God. God is able and our God is strong. You create that climate. What are you doing, Mavershin? I'm climbing a mountain. I'm climbing a mountain. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm climbing up a little bit higher. And when you praise him, you come up a little higher. When you worship him, you come up a little higher. Every hallelujah, you come up a little bit higher. Every thank you, Jesus, you come up a little higher. Is there anybody that can come up a little higher with me to this Most High?
Hallelujah! Woo.
yes, yes, yes. It's another Wednesday. It's not another Wednesday night. It's a mountain. It's a high place. Jesus is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Healing is here. Deliverance is here. Salvation is here. I just gotta climb. I just gotta climb. I'm speaking faith to somebody tonight. Everything's gonna be all right if you can climb up into the mountain. If you can know who you are. Somebody speak it in faith right now. We are not going to fail. We are not going to quit. We are not going to backslide. We are not going to fall by the wayside. We are, David said it like this, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Come on up a little higher. Come on up with a, I'm breaking a stronghold right now in Jesus' name. I'm breaking, I'm coming against a stronghold of oppression in Jesus' name. I'm coming against the spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. Come on up a little higher. The Bible said he gave me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Come on up a little higher. Start thanking him for the blood of Jesus. Start thanking him for his sin-remitting power. Start thanking him for the Holy Ghost. Start thanking him for the oneness of God. Open your mouth and declare the things of God. You've got to close that mouth of doubt. And you've got to speak faith. Come on up a little higher. Come on. His blood washes me. It washes me whiter than snow. His spirit encourages me. He empowers me. He regenerates me. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Wednesday night at camp meeting. Let's start it out in a high place. I am a child of the Most High God. Right where you are, I want you to lift your hands. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to open your mouth. The devil has power in high places, so we're going to go up higher. We're going to lift up Jesus higher. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, is there anybody here willing to lift him up with me? Is there anybody here to magnify or make him bigger or make him higher? Is there anybody willing to magnify the Lord with me? Oh, that's it. All over this building, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Lift your voice. Let that sharp two-edged sword come out of your mouth. I'm casting down every discouraging thought. I'm casting down every bit of heaviness. I am speaking a word of faith into somebody's life right now. You are going to make it. Husband, grab your wife and say, baby, we are going to make it. God is our strength. God is our refuge. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. And praise him according to his excelling greatness. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Hallelujah. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Honey, that breath you got, he didn't give it to you to be discouraged. He didn't give it to you to be depressed. He didn't give it to you to curse. He didn't give it to you to smoke. He gave it to you to bless his name. He gave it to you to bless his name. To bless his name. To bless his name. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up into a high place. Is there anybody that'll walk up Mount Carmel? Is there anybody that'll walk up Mount Moriah? Is there anybody that'll walk up Sinai? Hallelujah. Why don't you step out of your seat and make your way down here? Come join me. Come up into this place.
says that it's Mount Zion. It's a heavenly city. It's a heavenly Jerusalem. It's Jerusalem that is above, that is the mother of us all. Hallelujah. It's the general assembly of the church and the firstborn which are written in heaven. It's an innumerable company of angels. It's God the judge of all, and it's the spirits of just men made perfect. Honey, you're in the church. You're in the Israel of God. You are in the ecclesia. You are in the called out assembly. It's the church of Jesus Christ, and it's a high place. That's it, all over this building. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Hallelujah. We're going to break a stronghold right now in Jesus' name. Somebody get loud in this place. Somebody lift up your voice on high. Hallelujah, that's it. From the front to the back, from side to side. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to count to three. And when I get to three, I want you to give a shout unto God, for He's giving you victory on a Wednesday night. We're going to start out Wednesday night with a Holy Ghost infusion of authority and power. Are you ready? One. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Let your faith begin to build. Let your spirit reach out to Him. Open up your mouth and begin to give Him glory. Two. You look at your problem and you cast it down. You look at that imagination and you cast it down. You look at that difficulty and you cast it down. Are you ready? Are you ready? Shout! For the Lord has given you the victory. Shout unto God! Shout unto God! Lift it higher! 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 Lift it all the way higher! That you feel. Let your walls fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Let those walls fall down in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Jesus, you lift up your voice on high.
Shout, 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 shout.
voice here in this place. There are several places in the Bible where God says, shout unto God, for the Lord has given you the victory. Shout unto God, for the Lord has given you the victory. Now, when we say shout today, people think we mean dance. We don't mean dance, we mean shout. Dancing is dancing, and shouting is shouting. On the seventh time around the walls of Jericho, the Bible says, shout unto the Lord, for he has given you the victory. How many can shout this first night of camp meeting and say, there will be victory in my children. There will be victory in my house. There will be victory in my home. There will be victory in my youth group. There will be victory in my Bible studies. Somebody to shout, shout, shout. Lift up your voice. Shout unto God. 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 For he's given you the victory. Call upon him. There's power in that. Speak it out into the heavens. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are able. Lord, I know that you will. You are holy. You are worthy. There's none beside you. Oh, lift your hands and magnify him tonight. Some people with a lot of heaviness in their heart in this place. If you want victory in the Holy Ghost, I want you to come close. We're going to lay hands on you in Jesus' name tonight. Hallelujah. The devil wants nothing more than for you to be beat down, struggling, unable to break through in the Holy Ghost. I want you to come with your hands raised, knowing your God is going to touch you in this house. Hallelujah. Come in close. I'm going to lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me pray, church. Help me pray.
In the name of Jesus. By the power of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hey, man, if you're still in church tonight, you husbands, get your wives right now. I feel like praying for husbands and wives. Hey, man, you children, go to your parents right now. Let's sing a song. We're going to pray together. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you're a young man or a young lady without a parent, find somebody, pray with them tonight. You adopt them right now. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Take me to that high place, oh God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Please open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you. power, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to meet in the sanctuary of prayer. At 12 o'clock, we're going to hear from Brother Cornwell. Amen. Tomorrow night, 7:30, 7 o'clock, these prayer rooms are open. Amen. I've heard from God tonight. How many of you have heard from God tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Urshan, for preaching to us under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and preaching what we need tonight. Hallelujah. I need preaching tonight. My family needs preaching. We need preaching as a church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay with us in fellowship. God bless you. You're dismissed from this house, not from His presence. In Jesus' name.